Deus in auditorium meum intente. Domine ad adjuvantum me festino. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O heavenly God, most holy one, who on the central zenith bright do paint with dazzling fiery sun, expanding it with fitting light, on the fourth day as flaming wheel, the sun established high you set, the moon her ministries returned, in order with the wandering stars, so that the dark or daily light their allocated limits know, the primal stars and monthly glow you gave as famous signs below, illuminate the heart of man, wipe out all filthiness of mind, release the tie of guilt that binds, pull off the heavy weight of crimes. Grant this, O Father, highly blessed, and Fathers equal you alone, with Spirit Paraclete grant this, who reigns through all the ages long. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateway. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. You rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through Him, all were created for Him. He is before all else that is, in Him everything continues in being. It is He who is head of the body, the church, He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of His cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. Do not abandon me with the wicked, have mercy on me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius in progenies et progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in nanes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Let us humbly pray to God who sent His Son as the Savior and exemplar of His people.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Let us give thanks to God who chose us as the first fruits of salvation and who called us to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
May your people praise you, Lord.
May those who confess your holy name be united in your truth and fervent in your love.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Creator of all things, your Son desired to work among us with His own hands. Be mindful of all who earn their living by the sweat of their brow.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Be mindful of those who devote themselves to the service of their brothers. Do not let them be deterred from their goals by discouraging results or lack of support.
May your people praise you, Lord.
Be merciful to the faithful departed. Keep them from the power of the evil one.
May your people praise you, Lord. Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, strength of those who hope in you, who willed that the Bishop St. John Chrysostom should be illustrious by his wonderful eloquence and his experience of suffering, grant us, we pray, that instructed by his teachings, we may be strengthened through the example of his invincible patience. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.